views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. So glad you joined us here today, whether you're listening live here on 1150 AM KKNW in the Seattle area, on Transformation Talk Radio, on the internet around the world, or on one of the 90 syndicated stations. I think we're up to about 90 now. I don't even know some places where it gets distributed. Listening after the fact, or perhaps on ChristineUpchurch.com afterwards. Whenever and wherever you're listening from, you're going to be glad you joined us, because we're going to be talking about something that we've talked about here before, but from a different perspective that is much more effective. And I'm not even going to get into details about that quite yet until I say hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows you to hear these wonderful conversations, Mr. Benny Mathers. Hey, Benny.
You know, when you start seeing someone, it's going to be really awkward when you keep saying better half because I technically will no longer be. it's going to be really awkward around dinner.
I always do modify it. Better half you in the studio.
Thank you. You're right. It's very true.
No. And, without you doing your magic over there, it wouldn't be a radio show. You know that. So I appreciate that.
Well, I just do what I can.
Yeah.
I'm getting all teary-eyed over here. Here we go.
I'll start calling you my pal, Benny. How's that? Okay. Is that better?
Yeah. That sounds weird, too. We'll just stick what we got.
Okay. That sounds good.
Thanks.
I'm excited about our guest today, and his name is Gary Quinn, and he basically has a way of looking at things a little bit differently and presenting things differently in a way where it's kind of like you say, oh, I've heard this before, but wait a minute, this feels different. This seems different, and yet it sounds kind of familiar. And there's a good reason for it. We're going to get into details about that. Today, we are going to learn how we can get more from life, find more inner peace, including in this tumultuous world we live in, discover our deep creativity, and feel more empowered and inspired to move forward in our lives. And Gary Quinn, he is a best-selling author. He's written Living in the Spiritual Zone, May the Angels Be With You, and The Yes Frequency. He's a life coach, a television producer. He's an intuitive. And he basically reaches people around the world through CDs, TV and radio appearances, motivational books, digital downloads, and speaking engagements and seminars. His teachings have been embraced by people from all walks of life, including entertainers, athletes, corporate leaders. Among his many clients are, get this, Academy Award winners, Grammy winners, and Olympic gold medalists. He must be doing something right. I'm grateful to have him here today. The author of The Yes Frequency, Gary Quinn. Hey, Gary, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Christine. So great to be with you today. Thank you so much for having me. And, Seattle is a favorite place of mine. I haven't been there in 15 years. So I'm happy to give my insight to everybody in Seattle.
Yeah, and we're happy that you're going to be joining us here next week, and we'll get more into that later in the show. Gary, before we get started about your latest offering and why this is a different way of looking at one of the conscious manifestation techniques, I'd love to hear a little bit about your background, because I think people are always wondering, how does a person get from where they were as a child to supporting entertainers and athletes through coaching and reaching people all over the world.
Absolutely. I think, everything we do is part of the process. I started out as a swimmer training for the Olympics when I was very young. And I did not know I had some kind of gift that I could look at people and know what was going to happen. I talked about that in the first book where I was in school and I used to see people in front of me and I would almost as if I was going into their movie. There was a kid in my room and I would look at him and I would feel like he wasn't going to be long for this life. And I sensed that, you know, that was a bad thing to think of. And I would just basically, you know, just visualize the vision of him not being on this planet. And probably about 8 months later, he was in a car accident and passed away. And at that point, I heard about that. And it was almost like I shut down. I didn't want to open up any information that had anything to do with something supernatural, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
I went about my business, started swimming, training. I trained with two Olympic coaches that coached Mark Spitz, Debbie Meyer, in Northern California. Then I came to Southern California to train with another coach, Mark Schubert, who had Olympic athletes. The year I was supposed to go to Olympic trials, our trials were postponed because of the ban on the Olympics in Russia.
Right.
We weren't allowed to compete.
Yeah.
So I segued into the entertainment business from my swimming. I was in a Rite Aid, and a woman came up to me and asked me, "Do you know where the cotton is?" And I said, I think it's on aisle 6, but I don't work here. And she said, "Well, I'm a makeup artist, and I'm here working on a TV show. What do you do?" And I told her I was a swimmer. And she said, "Oh, we're doing a Battle of the Network Stars, and we're going to be having swimmers, you know, Tom Selleck, you know, the Dallas team, all these people are going to be training. We could use you, possibly. Give me your number."
Wow.
So I gave her my number. The next day she called and said, "My producer would love to have you as an expert coach to help the you know them how to train,
right.
How to dive." And so I started doing that. I then met you know, two of the captains were celebrities, and one of them was on a TV show at Paramount. And I asked her if it was possible to come and view one day them rehearse, and she said yes. The next thing you know, about a month later, I'm driving through the gates of Paramount Studio, and I had this feeling I'm going to be working here.
Right.
6 weeks later, I stopped swimming. I moved to Los Angeles. I started working at Paramount Studios. I started working in so many different facets, and then that led to being a writer on a sitcom at a young age, and then that led to me becoming I guess it was a personal assistant to many of celebrities and producers, and then that led to me becoming an entertainer for a moment. Every actress I worked for, I did a TV show pretty much, and then that led me to Paris, France for a record contract.
Oh my goodness!
As a singer, I was able to sign a deal. I arrive in Paris a year later, 8 months later, and there was no deal. The deal had been canceled, and I found myself going, "Why am I here in Paris, France?" Sort of in a crisis mode, you know, sensing what was the reason I came here. And something said, "Go to Notre Dame Cathedral every day," and I went every day for 3 hours or 4 hours, sometimes 5 hours, and I did that for five days every day, Monday through Friday. And 3 weeks went by, and one afternoon, this energy came to me in the ceiling, out of the ceiling. It was a vibration, and it just encompassed me with this intense vibration, and it said, "You're not here to work in the entertainment business. You're here to learn about us." And at that point, I thought, what is us? I had no idea what was happening. And I spoke telepathically, and I said, "Who are you?"
Mm-hmm.
And this voice said, "I am Archangel Michael."
Wow.
And I sort of looked back and said, "Am I hallucinating? Mm-hmm. Am I making this up?" I questioned everything in my mind that I was so desperate to get a message. Did I make it up?
Right.
Well, I didn't. And this energy basically chatted with me for a couple of minutes and said, "You're here to learn about us." I said, "Okay, whatever you want me to do, I will do it." And once I said that, this beam of almost purple light just went right through my body. And it was almost as if this energy of love just encompassed me, that it's going to be okay. And it was really a life-changing moment. I started crying. It was very powerful. It was, you know, you're in a country, you're in your late 20s, mid-20s, and you're going, "What am I doing here? You don't know anybody."
Uh-huh.
And when this happens in the church, you're kind of going, "Wow, this is like almost in a movie."
Right.
I walked back to my apartment, and the phone rang, and the only one person I knew and said to me, "Do you need a free place to live for a year?"
Oh, my goodness.
And I said, "Absolutely. What do I have to do?" And he said, "Basically, you just have to house it." He said, "The producers are leaving. They rented this place, and they have a cat that they brought, but they're going to leave it because they're coming back, and you just have to house it."
Uh-huh.
So my whole sort of spiritual journey started in Paris, France. And it was sort of as if it was my spiritual university.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed there a year, and then I came back to America. And I thought, well, I just had this incredible experience, but I went right back into the entertainment business.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that for 10 years as a personal manager. We had a company, me and my business partner. And one of my clients knew I was very intuitive. And she was on a TV show called Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
She would say to me, "You need to do something with this, and you need to come out here, you know." So I was known as the intuitive manager, because if anything went wrong on the set, they would have me go connect. I would go into Jane Seymour's trailer. I would start helping the people. It was almost like I was there doing healing.
Uh-huh.
And then she kept saying, "You need to do something with it." And I said, "Well, I really don't know what to do with it." And so I started writing. I started doing private coaching with some of the celebrities. I was already basically doing the coaching
mm-hmm.
with my celebrities, because I was teaching them how to be confident, but how to go in and be the best and solidify the job. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was really good at being able to put actors who were out of work or who had careers and put them back into the business. So I was kind of doing the coaching in another realm way of presenting it. It was just called personal management.
Uh-huh.
So I wrote my first book, and what I teach and what I speak, I manifested a massive book deal at Random House and a 37-city book tour, and I knew nobody in the publishing world, and I toured the country in 2001, and that's when I came to Seattle. I was in New York, I was in Atlanta, I was in, you name it, I was in London, I was in Australia, I was in Canada. It was a brilliant, amazing time.
And we're going to get into that end of your career, and we're going to be talking about the yes frequency. I love the fact that this all started because you looked like you worked in Rite Aid. You never know where life's going to take you, folks. More with Gary Quinn here in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
No matter where you are, dance of life.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Flowing wild and free. We have not been the same since you came, and we won't ever be.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. That was the wonderful Michael Tomlinson, wasn't it, Benny?
Yes, ma'am, it was.
Yeah.
Since You Came is the title of that track.
Yeah.
And we had him on last summer.
A year ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. Time flies.
It didn't seem like it was that long ago.
I know.
Wonderful
well,
track.
It's been like 5 years since we started doing the show together, Benny. So it's
see what
it
I mean?
Flies
I'm
by. Yes.
I'm getting off the clipped.
You know, I'm so happy to have Gary Quinn here. He is the author of The Yes Frequency, Master a Positive Belief System and Achieve Mindfulness. You know, Gary, over the last several decades, as somebody on my own path, as a healer, a coach, somebody who's taught others healing and manifestation techniques, you know, I'm always fascinated when I can find something where there is a little bit different take on it that has a huge impact. And what I have to tell you, I'm going to be very honest. When I first opened this book, I'm thinking, oh, you know, I know all this already, right? There are a lot of things in here about affirmations, and it's wonderful. And in fact, you've got some rave reviews, and I'll read a couple of those later. But when I started to actually play around with it a little bit, I noticed a huge effect. So first, I want you to talk a little bit about why we should be saying yes and how that affects our frequency.
Yes, I think, you know, I'm always guided to the information, and the word yes is really about giving yourself permission to live. I think we're conditioned to hear no so many times in our lives, or we've heard it for so long, that when you say yes, it gives us validation. And I think in the yes frequency, it's really about really learning how to live your vision, but really knowing that each day is an opportunity for you to activate something new about yourself by saying yes. It's almost like we're saying, yes, I can be productive. Yes, I can start a new career.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I can have an amazing, balanced, loving relationship. Yes, I can be healthy and strong. It's almost giving ourselves permission without limits. It's mm-hmm. learning to live without limits. And mm-hmm. I think people are limiting themselves because we've done so many things in our lives, or we feel, well, I'm too old. That's a good one, excuse mm-hmm. that people sometimes give themselves.
Right.
Or that they say, I don't know the people. How am I going to meet these people? You know, I think the major factor is to get out of the how mm-hmm. and really stop thinking about you're in control.
Yeah.
We're really, none of us are in control.
Right.
It's about really opening up to the chakras of our heart chakra, our mind, our and why they call it mind, body, spirit. It's really to open us up in all areas. And as we start to open up, we have to have gratitude, but we also have to, let's say, take responsibility for our thoughts, our judgments, the way we look at things, and the way we interact with people. So by saying yes, it's a recipe for success.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just one thing. If you just keep saying yes, that's not enough. You have to create the full recipe, which is integrity, love, balance, joy, action, responsibility, and also passion, persistence, and commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to live in that space, the yes frequency mixes with all those ingredients, and then you're empowered and inspired to move forward and actually start to speak the language of miracles. Is uh-huh. what the yes frequency byproduct is.
Right.
It's almost like you're baking a cake with all those ingredients, and then after the cake is done, you have a slice of this cake and you eat it, and then you say, wow, miracles are happening because I just ate this cake and the miracles have started to manifest.
Uh-huh.
So it's really about your power of the thoughts and beliefs, and really the yes frequency is going in and taking inventory of how you think about yourself mm-hmm. and how you think about others.
Right.
And by our thoughts, we're actually creating that mirror of what comes to us. And it's simple, it's hard. You know, so
right.
everything we think, we manifest or attract. Everything we speak, we become. Everything we eat, we become. And that's why you're connecting the dots, you know. That's why when you start to work in the self-help spiritual world as an individual learning or growing, it's really about taking action in every area of your life.
So,
it's really, at this point in our lives, you cannot have any regrets. And I always tell people when I do seminars or I do one-on-one coaching, what if you had 6 months left in this body? What would you do? What would you say?
Mm-hmm.
Where would you go? And it's about really taking action and stop waiting to do something and really start activating these points by saying yes, taking action, taking responsibility,
uh-huh.
but also having that commitment to you. And, you know, our daily thoughts, it's sometimes we have to surrender to the resistance because we sometimes find ourselves in a situation that we go, ooh, I didn't know I was speaking that way.
Uh-huh.
Or sometimes when you're around certain people, we are all of a sudden becoming like them, or we fall into that space. As you change your frequency by saying yes, you're really activating a higher energy of opportunities, and sometimes some of the old people will leave.
Right.
Because you're no longer in that energy anymore.
Exactly.
So it's really about how we are growing or we're inspired to keep moving forward. That's the key to saying yes. It's an ongoing situation. It's not like you read the book and all of a sudden you're there. There's a lot of work that needs to happen, and it's just commitment to change. That's the thing.
So I think that people really do, we all have an issue with our thoughts, and reprogramming our thoughts can be a little tricky. So what are some of the steps to actually shift our thoughts from the, oh, I can't, or these, there are the obstacles, or I'm not worthy, to, yes, this is what I want. I embrace this.
Yes, and that's a great question, Christine. Part of the first step would be we have to do inventory, because you can say yes till you're blue in the face. Uh-huh. You can write down affirmations and speak them. They're not going to happen or manifest until we get to the core of what is really ticking inside of you, what is running the movie inside of you. And so that's where 90% of my work starts, with forgiveness. So what I do is I go into the person's life and I ask these questions. What situations in your life, as far back as you can go, as a child, age 5, 10, 20, 30, what stopped you from living? Did someone shame you? Did some parent or a school teacher tell you you were not worth it, or there was no love in your house, or someone rejected you, or you felt disempowered in some way, or a sister deceived you, or something? Once we start to go into that and we look at that, and it's almost like we're taking a spreadsheet of everything that's happened to you, you start to look at things in our lives start to happen or happen, and at the byproduct of hurt, anger, sad, resentment, unwanted, fear. So at the end of the day, you start to say, wow, that's still playing in my subconscious.
Uh-huh.
So what we have to go in is we have to heal all of that first before you can even start saying yes.
Right.
Once you heal that, you're closing the door to the past. And we never have to reopen it again, because you're no longer allowed to live in that, because we've done a healing on it. And sometimes people say, yes, but my ex, I'm so angry with her or him. Mm-hmm. He did this, she did that. Yes, but you were participant. You participated in it.
Yep.
You were part of it. So once you say, yes, I participated in it, I'm good, but I'm healing it for me, because the byproduct is that you're moving forward. You're not doing it for the boss, the mother, the sister, the friend, the partner, the wife, the husband. It doesn't matter. It's really about cutting the cords with the past for you. Once you are activated and clean, you can move forward, and then you can start giving yourself permission to move by saying, yes, today is a new opportunity. And sometimes people say, oh, you're so happy. Is that a false thing? No. It's almost, why should we not be happy every day?
Right.
You know, I think when people are depressed, they have too much time on their hands. go out there and save animals. Go out there and read to some kids in the children's hospital.
Uh-huh.
I did that one year, and it was so empowering, because you see these young kids who are terminally ill, and that's it for them. And how lucky we are to have clean water. How lucky we are to have perfect sight, or to have, you know, running water, lights. You know, you're not in the jungle somewhere trying to figure out, where's Christine going to sleep tonight?
Right.
What is she going to hunt for?
Yeah.
You know, what's her dinner? You know, so we have to look at all of this is being in gratitude and really knowing that anything that you want to activate in your life is possible. I think when people start to give themselves reasons why, then they might have a sabotage script,
mm-hmm.
or they might feel that they're not worthy.
Yeah.
And then that's when the self-love comes in, because it's almost, if you can't love yourself enough or really believe in yourself enough, you really can't believe or love someone else, because you have to be able to turn on the lights for you before you can have someone turn them on for you, inside.
And we're going to talk more about how to turn those lights on in ourselves with Gary Quinn here in just a few moments.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breaths. to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
You know that feeling in your gut? That tiny whisper in the back of your ear? The tinge behind your knee that says, let's go for it. But then your mind says, that's ridiculous. Do you ever wonder if that little voice might be onto something? My name is Audrey Michelle. I'm the host of Rewired Life Radio, as well as a spiritual growth coach. If you're ready to stop letting fear lead you around, let's talk. If you're at the point in your life where you're ready to shed layers of what you thought you were supposed to be and are ready to take the next step to trust your best resource, let's talk. I can help you discover the voice of inner wisdom. I will guide you through a process to unearth your best self. To learn more, go to audreymichelle.com/coaching. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled MICHELL.com/coaching.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit stellarreflections.com. That's stellarreflections.com.
Thankful for you. You ride along on distant thunder. I see a flashing light in the night.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. More Michael Tomlinson. Love that. Love him. He's fabulous. We are talking today to Gary Quinn. He's a coach to stars and athletes and regular, ordinary human beings. He's the best-selling author of several books. And we're talking about the Yes Frequency, Master a Positive Belief System and Achieve Mindfulness. Now, his book has gotten lots and lots of amazing praise. First of all, Debbie Ford, who, you know, the late, great Debbie Ford, who brought shadow work into the mainstream, says this: when you are basking in the yes frequency, you will find yourself inspired to discover your deepest desires. It's a must read. And the wonderful best-selling author Denise Lynn, who's been on the show a couple of times, says, the Yes Frequency is an extraordinary book. Stepping into the vibration of yes can powerfully transform every aspect of your life. In this inspiring and remarkable book, Gary Quinn takes you to the core of how to create an awe-inspired life. It works. I highly recommend this book. You know, Gary, as somebody who's worked in energy healing for decades, I know it's all about vibration, and you've been talking about getting into this yes frequency. So I know that it requires a lot of work, and you started touching upon that a little bit before the break. How do we actually get ourselves into that positive belief system where we've let go of some of that stuff, at cut the cords, as you put it before, so that we can move forward?
Well, I think once you do the forgiveness work and you forgive yourself also, you start to get into the basic training of step one of really starting to get your body and your mind in alignment. And that means exercise, meditation, yoga, really curtailing, changing your diet, because diet has a lot to do with it also.
In what way? In what way?
Meaning that if you're out smoking cigarettes, drinking all the time, you really lose your power, or your energy dissipates, because I think it changes your frequency a bit.
Uh-huh.
And it's not to say that you can't have a glass of wine, but if you're really working towards radiating your vibration, mm-hmm. you're doing everything to move your energy high, and it's almost like you don't need any kind of stimulants or any kind of things. So it's a natural kind of wave of energy, and the frequency then has a chance to grow. And so meditation is a great way to open yourself up.
Uh-huh.
And then when you're in a meditative state, to start to put a visual of what it is that you'd like to manifest, or what is it that's your true heart's desire. And that might be anything. It might just be to open up to more love.
Uh-huh.
It might be to heal your family energies. Or it may be to be open to take your power back and really find your sacred space and not be giving your energy away. I mean, I think people in life play archetypes, and so we start to play a role. And so role that some people take, they play the queen, the executive, the savior. I'm gonna save you. I'm gonna help you.
Mm-hmm.
I think the key is to start to look within and say, what's really important for me? What do I want to accomplish in this life? And yes, we have certain situations with family, but I think you have to start to put some kind of boundary. Otherwise, you have no time for yourself, and you lose yourself, being so busy all the time. Yes, we're busy, but it can be focused busy, but you do have to find the sacred time. And I think people don't have enough fun. And I think having fun is and laughing is part of life. You know, people get so serious, and I love to be fun and crazy. When I'm in other cities, especially when I'm in Japan, I'll go into these karaoke places and I'll sing, and my translator, she says, you're crazy. She said, but you're amazing.
Uh-huh.
And I said, no, I'm just having fun, because life is about having fun.
Yes.
And life, and I'm saying not, I'm talking about enjoying people, having a good time, but still being centered and still being spiritually aligned.
Uh-huh.
And I think that we have to find that you don't have to dress in a swami suit or some kind of, beaded outfit to be spiritual. I think everybody can be, and spiritual is clear thinking. I think people have different connotations of what spirituality is.
Sure.
It's clear thinking, but it's really starting to put the pieces of what can I do daily as my little inspiration, my little corner that I can meditate, I can visually feel empowered, I can start to say I'm strong, I'm confident, and really visualize what it is that you'd like to manifest. With people, I like to give them mission statements of what it is that they'd like to create in this lifetime.
I love that piece of this, Gary. I really do. So give us an example of a mission statement.
Okay, so for example, one of my best clients that I love working with her, she started working with me about 4 years ago. She was a real estate agent in Atlanta. And, you know, she was recommended through another client I worked with, and I said, what do you want to really do and be? And she says, I want to be the best luxury brand real estate person working in television, and she gave me a list. So we put the intention out there with this mission statement. I am a multi-billion dollar real estate mogul in the luxury brand real estate market, working with incredible clients, celebrities, high-profile people, creating unlimited finances, and I am on television, I am working with amazing people, and I have an amazing, loving partner.
That's a tall order there.
Well, we kept working on it for the last 2 years, and this year it has all happened except the man, which is next. But she broke all records financially, and her company can't believe, you know, what is she doing? And she's you know, worked on television. She's been on all these shows, HGTV, you know. She's rented her house because she leases her house to the movies. Celebrities are flocking to her. Big names, not just people that you would know, but the key is that she's living her dream. She's actually manifesting because she's doing the work. Mm-hmm. And when you do the work and you make your mission statement, you start to create it. You know, so each New Year's Eve, I do intentions with clients, and I do it for myself. And most everything that I put on my list manifests. You know, years ago I put, I am working all over Italy, on television in Italy, writing for an Italian magazine, and all my books and audios are in Italian.
Right.
And it took 3 years, but that's what's happened in Italy. And that's why I write for an Italian magazine. And so it manifests.
So, Gary, I think that we've got a lot of power in to manifest. But I think sometimes what happens is we decide we want to manifest something, and then it manifests, and we think, you know, to ourselves, what was I thinking? How do we make sure we get into alignment with our true, authentic desires as opposed to this facade of what we think we should be living?
Yes. Be careful what you wish for or what you put in there, because you will manifest it. And the key is you have to be, I think the key is to be happy no matter what, whether you have it or not, because then you're living outside that frequency, because you're saying, well, when I have a hit book, a New York Times bestseller, I'll be happy. Uh-huh. If I have that amazing, loving relationship, I'll be happy. If I have more money, I'll be happy. If I have a great job or a great company, I'll be happy. It's not going to make you happy. Mm-hmm. You have to be happy first. So you have to want it just enough. You can't be obsessed where you just want it because of more money or more. That's the ego speaking.
You bet.
You know, we have to look at when we align with our authentic self, it's not about how much money you have. It's not who you know, what you do. It's about who you are as a person, who the frequency is. By saying yes to you, you're really, really turning on the lights for everything amazing to happen. Now, you can make choices that say, you know, I would like to do that. That would be great if I have this done, or I would like to have it. I'm happy if it comes. I'm happy if it doesn't. And that's the key, is I think people put too much judgment on, I must have that.
Right.
And if I don't get it, then I'm a failure, or there must be, or this stuff doesn't work.
Right. Or it's based on fear in one way or another, which is not a good manifester, but it's toxic any which way you look at it.
Exactly. And I think the key, Christine, is just to be in love with life, in love with you, enjoy the moments, enjoy each moment is a new beginning, and that we have the opportunity to make it an amazing day or not. Mm-hmm. And we all have choices. And I think when we start to look at that by saying your affirmations, it only resonates to your frequency to say, yes, I am open to receive great opportunities. Uh-huh. Yes, I am. And I think if you visualize for 10 minutes a day, on being a happy person, that will start to create a new energy. You know, you can also write down the major intentions that you'd like to create.
Mm-hmm.
It might help you to release some of the blocks.
Right.
You know, I think writing like a journal is important. You can also list ways where you can open yourself up to more opportunities for more financial abundance. You know, really list the 10 fears that you have that are keeping you from being your authentic self.
Right.
And you know, I think we all have a fear.
And sometimes it's interesting going deep enough. It's like, okay, so sometimes number one, number two, number three of fears are pretty obvious, you know. But when you get down to the like towards number 10, I have found personally that the deeper I go, the more important it is. The surface ones look like they should be a really big deal, but it's really the ones that are kind of hidden and kind of strange and kind of unique to me that are what's blocking me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think part of that is also to really, as you start to go deep, it's almost like peeling an onion.
Uh-huh.
You know, even years, I mean, this last couple years, I've peeled more of the onion back and I found out things, whoa, I thought I had worked on myself.
Right, yeah.
But yet, we are always, you know, we are human.
Absolutely.
And we are not robots. So yes. There are things in there that we've got to keep banishing, getting rid of, healing, and moving forward. And, you know, the fear is always going to be there. And, you know, years ago, I had the opportunity to interview Louise Hay.
Uh-huh.
And it was really amazing because I said to her, I asked her, what's her biggest fear? And she said to me, you know, Gary, after all these years of everything that I've done, she said, I still have the fear. It hits me at certain times when I say, I'm not good enough.
Right.
How is this all going to continue to happen?
Oh.
It's almost like she was seeing it all go away again.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I have to put it in my little box and start to say my daily affirmations, visualize. And really move forward. So it doesn't matter how much you've worked on yourself, mm-hmm. there's always more to do.
Right. And it's interesting because you're talking about affirmations, and you've got a lot of affirmations in your book. And I have to say, I've always found visualization more effective at shifting my vibration and being more effective to manifest things than using affirmations. However, I found... Well, I've been playing with some of the exercises in your book, and when I precede it with yes, it totally changes the vibration and the words of the affirmation. I can feel on this energetic and physiological level. So it's a very powerful way of doing affirmations. And I just wanted to mention that because I know that you know, people are wondering how are the affirmations in your book different, and that's one of the key ways.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you say yes, you're putting a golden star on the affirmation.
Uh-huh.
So you're saying, you know, yes, I am getting stronger every day. Yes, I attract great miracles.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I am worthy. Yes, everything comes easily. So,
and if you're starting to say something like, you know, I am slim, or I have the perfect mate, or whatever, if you start there, then the doubt or the unworthiness kind of can creep in. But if you start with yes, it's like you're already open and ready to receive. It definitely shifts the vibration of it.
Oh, absolutely. And every place I've ever spoken after a seminar or even with clients one-on-one, I make them repeat yes.
Uh-huh.
Because it becomes a mantra, but it leaves on a high, high energy. You know, I think when you say that, you're putting it out in the universe, bring it on, bring the opportunities. I'm open. I'm on the, I have Wi-Fi with the universe. It's almost
that.
Like you're saying yes, you're saying turn on the Wi-Fi for the universe.
Right, for the downloads, yes, and
exactly.
The uploads, yes. You know, Gary, this hour is flying by, and I want to make sure we have an opportunity to talk about your visit here to Seattle. Can you share with our listeners about what's going on at East West Books?
Yes, I'm going to be at East West on Friday at 7:30 to 9:30. I'm going to be just saying yes to life with you.
Friday, January 19th, for those of you who are listening after the fact.
Yes, and it's going to be a great evening to really look at some of the opportunities that we can do to change our thinking, get inspired, get empowered. I'm also going to be doing some private sessions one-on-one at the bookstore on Friday.
And what are those private sessions like?
Those are, I tap into their energy, and I basically just kind of speak the A to Z of what has to happen in their life and what's coming up and where the blocks are. I do some healing with them. I do some sort of past, present, future. It's kind of, like I said, the A to Z, and those are pretty powerful. When I go to Japan or whatever country, in Japan I do 65 private sessions every time I'm there.
Wow.
In Japan, in Italy, I do 10 a day with this company. And they're just wonderful. I love doing one-on-ones. I offered it to East West because I said, there was requests already, so I'm only doing, I think two are already booked, so I think there's only a slot for three more. But that's, you have to call the bookstore. And then Saturday, I'm doing the workshop on the power of yes, which is really more in depth of what I'm going to be tuning in for the people in that room to. And sometimes if people need to know something, I'll tap into them and say, okay, this is what's around you, or this might be happening, but I'm an open vessel. I never know what I'm going to say at any of these events because I'm downloading. I turn the Wi-Fi on, and then it just comes through.
And it's interesting to test the where people are at and be in that flow, because I think that makes for a much more effective presentation.
Absolutely. So that's what I'm doing in Seattle, and I'm looking forward to it because I had a great time in Seattle many years ago, and I said, people kept saying, how come, I have a producer client, she says, you're the best kept secret in America, how come you don't do more things in America, because I'm always in Europe or in different countries. So I said, my intention this year was to do more things in America, so I'm doing Seattle, I'm doing Colorado, they want me to come to New York, so I'm trying to focus more on the United States. Because I have a book that just came out in Europe called 31 Days to Personal Success.
Okay.
It's not here yet, but because I've been going to those countries for many years.
And I think here in the United States in particular, we could use a lot more of the yes frequency to not only shift our own lives, but to help with the collective. Because
absolutely.
We're a little out of balance on a collective basis.
Absolutely.
Okay, Gary, so before we, and I want to make sure everybody knows how they can get in touch with you, can you share with our listeners about your website,
Facebook?
Absolutely,
they can just go to GaryQuinn.tv, and if they say that they heard today's on Christine's show, they can send me an email, and I'm happy to send them a copy, a download of the exercises with 100 affirmations. It's an audio CD, and it's an hour, but it's the yes, 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 work with me, and then you've got the 100 affirmations on everything from empowerment to health to financial freedom.
That's great.
It's all there.
That's great. So send them an email, mention the Christine Upchurch Show, and you'll get quite the bonus. And I tell you, these affirmations are different. Gary, we just have like less than a minute left. Can you just share, one last little tidbit to inspire our listeners?
Absolutely. I think everybody out there listening today is the opportunity for each one of you to move forward, and that all of you have the gift, all of you have the power. It's really giving yourself permission to live and give yourself permission to love and really give yourself the permission to be all that you can be, and don't edit. And really start to love yourself, connect to yourself, and say yes to life. That's the secret. That's the word. Take it. Move it. Yes, yes, yes.
I love that. And I say yes to this work. Yes to Gary Quinn. And yes to the Yes Frequency, this book. I encourage you to get that. And again, I wanted to mention the events at East West Bookshop. I know some of you listening to the show after the fact. And I know many of you aren't in the Seattle area, but for those of you who are, Friday, January 19th in the evening, a presentation, and then an all-day in-depth workshop on Saturday, January 20th. And I want to thank you, Gary, again for joining us here today.
Thank you, Christine and Benny. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope to see you very soon in Seattle.
Thank you. And I say yes to our listeners. You know, it's great to have you here. I truly appreciate you. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.